Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We're starting from Nun Beis Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Gufa Omar Chizkia. What does Chizkia tell us? Ma'as Hashemi She'ein Boi Shava Pruta. Oymer Hu V'chum Shoy Mechulol Al Mois HaRishoynos. We're going to learn a Mietzim today at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, in other words, a blot further in Mietz Hashem. That is halacha. We all know the din that if a person has ma'as sheni, he either has to take it up to Yerushalayim, or ki chiyirba mimcha haderech kileisuchal se'esoy, ki yirchak mimcha hamukoy. It's too far, it's too heavy, it's too much of an expense. What you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to go and be machalel the ma'as sheni onto money, and the tzarta kesa biyorcha v'lachta v'elamukayim, you can go and take the money to Yerushalayim. However, the Gemara is going to tell us on Nun Gimel Amud Beis that there's an exception to the rule. And that exception is if the total amount of the ma'as sheni that you want to take up is less than a shava pruta. You have one grape that you want to take up, it's ma'as sheni, you want to take it up to Yerushalayim, can you be mechalel it? Says the Mora, you cannot be machal anything which is less than a shava pruta. What's the reason why? And the Gemara brings a pusik. Again, it's brought on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and the pusik the Gemara brings is, it's about three quarters down the Amud, in Goal Yigal Ish Min Masroi, Chamishisa Yosef Olav. If you're being poided from your own Masr Sheini, you have to add a Chaymish. The Gemara is bothered by the Lashon of Min Masroi. Should say v'goal yigal ish masrei. What's mi masrei? See, more darshins from that. Mi masrei v'loy kol masrei. Prat le masrei sheni she'ein boi shava pruta. If you have less than a shava pruta of masrei sheni, you cannot be mechalit. However, Chizkia tells us there's an eitzah. If you don't want to have to go and schlep up this masrei sheni, you don't want to take the grape with you, you want to be mechalit, you know what you can do? It says Chizkia, five lines on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Ma'aseh sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. Oymer hu v'chum shoy mechulol al mois harishoynos. The individual presumably has previous ma'aseh sheni that he was mechal on mois. The Gemara gives an example, for instance, an iser. Iser is the smallest silver matbea. After an iser comes the pruta. There are eight prutas, as you know, in an iser. Fine. Anytime a person has ma'as sheni, and he's already been mechalit, presumably there's something left on that iser. So Rashi himself gives an example later on. He was mechal, for instance, something that was worth three prutas on this iser, and we're adding with the chaymish, it'll add up to four prutas, but you still got another three, four prutas to go on your iser. Ah, says Chizkia, so there's enough room to squeeze in the remaining, the ma'aseh sheni she'ein bo shava pruta. So to go and take a brand new coin, when I say brand new, meaning that was not used until now for ma'aseh sheni, a regular chulin coin. You cannot be machal the shava pruta because the pasuk says mi ma'asrei. But if I already have mois harishoynos, meaning a matbea that has already imposed upon it, impressed upon it, ma'aseh sheni, then guess what? Then you can go and add additional ma'aseh sheni, even less than a shava pruta. What's the reason? Why the fishi? Efshel lo bi odom litzamtzem ma'osav. A person doesn't do things bitzimtzum. Tzimtzum means exact and precise. So that when the person was previously poideh and machal his ma'aseh sheni onto this coin, you can assume that he didn't go till the maximum. Obviously, an iser has the value of eight prutois. You assume that the person used it to machal three prutois, four prutois, five prutois, six prutois, seven prutois, but not eight. And if it's only seven, not a problem. Then you can squeeze in an ein bo shava pruta, another half a pruta, because there's enough room. And therefore, says Chizkia, I have an eight. The Gemara is going to ask now Akasha from a Mishnah in the Sechtes Bikurim. The thrust of the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim is to tell us that Bikurim have a lot of halachas just like Truma, And Truma and Bikurim are different than Maas or Sheni. And as you'll see, after we enumerate a number of halachas where Truma and Bikurim are the same, then we're going to ask Akasha on Cheskias. There's Dr. Mor Meisve. HaTruma VaBikurim. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, for the next 2-3 days, we go a little bit off on a tangent. We leave Hilchos Perek HaZohav, which talks about Oinoah, and don't feel cheated, even though we're going to talk about Maas Hasheni. Mention another 3 days from now, we're going to come back to the traditional Hilchos Oinoah and Sugyas of Oinoah in Perek HaZohav. Anyway, what does it say in the Mishnah in Bikurim? Meitzve. HaTruma VaBikurim Chayov and Aleim Misa V'Choymish. Who is Chayev Misa by Truma and Bikurim? Says Rashi, a Zor who eats Truma, Zor being, as you know, anyone who's not a Kohen, or even a Kohen who eats Truma, but he is Tomei. Kohen who's Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. If he does, and he does it B'mezid Chas V'Sholem, Shteito Chayov and Aleim Misa. And then it says, writer, the din of choymish. What's choymish? Choymish is talking about izor who eats the truma b'shoigeg. So the ish ki yoichol kodesh b'shkoga, the yosa chamishi say olav, b'shkoga, b'yoshoigeg. So he has to go and add a choymish. Anyway, so far we're talking about a person who does something in the maze, it is misa, and b'shoigeg is the din of a choymish. At the same as Truma and Bikurim. Now the halachas that we're learning says Befeirish by Truma. How do we know Bikurim? So Rashi says because in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim it refers to Bikurim as Trumas Yodecha. Since Trumas Yodecha is a reference to Bikurim and Trumas Yodecha has the word Truma in it, Chazal learned that Truma and Bikurim have the same halacha legabe Misa V'chaych. And now the Gemara, or the Mishnah, continues in the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Vasurim lezarim. Both Trum and Bikurim may not be eaten by a Zar. Now this part of the Mishnah is a little shver, because we already said that if a Zar eats Truma b'meizid, Chas V'Sholem is a din of Misa. And if he eats Truma b'shoyeg, he has a din of Chaymish. So obviously it's Aser, you don't have to say that, I mean, Yish B'chlal Messiah Mana. By the way, when we said that it's Misa, we don't mean Misa b'dei Bezin, we mean Misa b'dei Shemoy. But one thing is clear. You eat it b'mezid yirizar, Misa. You eat it b'shoigig yirizar, you have to add a choymish. So obviously it's awesome. So Rashi says that the reason why the Mishnah says asurim lezarim is not to tell you hilchos truma bikurim, but it's coming to tell you masha ein kei b'masa. See, if you skip ahead 2 lines, you see in the 3rd line, so what the Mishnah is telling you is that the din of Zor has nothing to do with Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is mutter to everyone. Obviously you have your restrictions, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, or you have to be mechallel. But either way, it can be eaten by anyone, even a Zor. So the Asurim Lezorim comes to exclude Maaser Enkei and Maaser Sheni. Mehein Nichsei Koyim, the Truman Bikurim belong to the Koyim. What means it belongs to the Koyim? That if a Kohen is a chosan, and he doesn't have enough time to buy a ring, what he can do is he can go and give truma or bikurim that he has received to his kala, and he says, here, hariat mekudesh asleib, truma or bikurim elu. And it works. Same thing both for Kohen, both for truma and bikurim. Masha ein kim and masha sheni, says Rashi. This Mishnah is going according to a mayor that holds Master Sheni is Mammon Givoyahu. It's a Mammon Givoy, it's not his money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows this individual to go and take the money, bring it up to Yerushalayim, or the Tvua itself, eat in Yerushalayim, but it's not yours. You're just, if you will, the custodian, but it doesn't belong to you. So if you Mekadosh as a Isha, says Rashi, you, the Eino Mekudesh. This is only according to a mayor. The other Rabbanim disagree. But our Mishnah goes to our Mishnah like Reb Meir, and that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, that Truma and Bikurim, you can be Mekadosh as a Isha, and not Maaser Sheni. V'oilam bi'echad u'meya. What happens if the Maaser Sheni got mixed in together with Chol? And I shouldn't say Maaser Sheni. What happens if the Truma or the Bikurim get mixed into Chulin? So normally min ha-toira we have a din of achirav lahatois, that you go baser roif. However, when it comes to truma bikurim, there the halacha is it doesn't become batel roif. The shear is 101. What means 101? That you have to have 100 parts of chulin into which get mixed in truma. Then the truma becomes batel in 101. But if you only have 99 parts chulin and one part truma, or bikurim, it does not become batel. And what do you have to do with it? You have to allow a kohen to eat from it because it has the din of safek truma. So that halacha applies to truma and applies to bikurim. What's the din legabe meiser sheni? So the Gemara is going to tell us, l'choyer it has a din that it's batel b'roif. We're going to wait, we're going to see that shortly in another couple of lines. And the Mishnah continues, if you want to go and eat either truma or bikurim, you first have to wash your hands before you eat them. You don't have to wash your hands, and not only don't you have to wash your hands, says Rashi, we have a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga, Hanoitel Yodav Lepeirois Harizem Migasei Haruach. And therefore, there is no inyan of washing your hands on Maaser Sheni, only by Truma and by Bikur. The Harif Shemesh. What means Harif Shemesh? What happens if a person happens to be Tamei? For whatever Tamei, we just learned yesterday in the Parsha, person was a Balkeri, person touched a Metzoyra, a Zov, a Zova, touched a Mishkav, a Moishev, all of those halachas that we learned in yesterday's Parsha, he becomes Tamei. And that person is, for instance, a kohen. He wants to eat truma bikurim. Okay, so he goes to the mikveh. Now that he came out of the mikveh, he's tar. Can he start eating truma bikurim immediately after he comes out of the mikveh? And the answer is no. When will he be able to eat from the truma? Dari, remind us which mishnah tells us in the Gemara. Which mishnah tells us you can only eat after at night? Sorry. The
first mission of
Brachos. The first mission of Sefes Brachos. What did it say in the first mission of Sefes Brachos? Kari Nishma Ba'arlin. Yishor Shekahanim Oilin Lechol B'Trumasa. The question is, why the Kahanim only eat Trum at night? They don't eat during the day. They fast every single day. So the answer is, we're talking about if a Kohen became Tom and he wants to eat Truma, he has to wait after he goes to the Mikvah. He has to wait for Harif Shemesh until after Tzei Sakechov. So the same time when you see all the Kahanim that were Tamei start eating from the Truma, which they could not eat until now. But now it's Harif Shemesh. Ah, the same time, everybody else can go and daven Maariv and they can go and say Kriya Shema at night. So we see from that that you have to have Harif Shemesh for Truma Bikurim. Mashen Kima Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, as soon as you go to the mikveh, you can eat it immediately. You don't have to go and wait until Harif Shemesh. Okay, so we had a nice list of halachas which apply to truma bikurim, mashen ki mamasa. But now, says the Gemara, we're going to focus in particular. Remember, we're asking a kasha on Chizkiya, so we're going to focus on the va'olim bi'echad umeya. Break the Gemara yet, my mashen ki mamasa. What do we mean the kavi olim bi'echad umeya by truma and bikurim? How is masa different? La mechal de masa botel beruba. The sum of the masa is botel beroyf, as opposed to truma bikurim, which is 101. V'im isa de cheskia. If you hold like cheskia, havli davishiyesh lematir mechal davishiyesh lematirin afal the elef lai botel. What's the concept of davishiyesh lematirin? This is a din de rabbanan that the rabbanan say. What's the whole inyan of going basaroy to mavatel something? Something becomes ma'uriv together with chulin, like your truma or like your bikurim, becomes ma'uriv in truma. What's the din? You have to wait until you have 101. If you only have less than 101, the whole thing has the status of safik truma, safik bikurim. Okay. What's the din that got me ma'aser sheni? Zek the Gemara, why don't we say over there as well that not only the din of echad, but the may of the echad, but rather the Gemara says, Maaser Sheni is a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. Means a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir. If this Maaser Sheni gets mixed in with other food items, in other words, with chulin, so can you eat it outside Yerushalayim? No. Why not? Go and bring it to Yerushalayim. In other words, why does the Mishnah say that the Maaser Sheni becomes bottle beroyz. You have five parts of chulin, one part of, I say five and one, you don't need five and one. You have 1.1 parts of chulin, one part of maaseh sheni, they got mixed in. Roiv of this mixture is chulin. You're saying in this Mishnah, you can go and eat maaseh sheni when it becomes bottle beroyv. No, you should go and tell this person, go and take this maaseh sheni, which is ma'uriv beroyv, and take it to Yerushalayim. You're going to say, I can't, it's too heavy, it's too much. Fine, kiloisuchas eisoi, go and be machaldit on money. You have an eitzah. That's what we mean, it's a dovah sheyesh lematir. Instead of going and saying that you become bottle beroyv of chulin, and then you'd be able to eat it in chutz la'aretz, or even Eretz Yisrael outside Yerushalayim. No, take the whole teruvis, take it with you to Yerushalayim, or go and be machaldit on money, just like regular maaseh sheni. Since it's dovah sheyesh lematir, says the Gemara, chol dovah sheyesh lematir afil be'elef le'bottle. It's not bottled even in a thousand, even in a million. Ah, so why is this a kasha on Chizkiyah? Because the Gabi Chizkiyah says you always have an Eitzah. We could have said that the Mishnah that allows for Bittel Baroyev is talking about a situation where the Maaseh Sheni that became bottle was less than a Sheva Pruta. It was L'mashal one grape, assuming that a grape is less than a Sheva Pruta. If that one grape gets mixed into two grapes of chulin, what's the situation? Says the Mishnah, it becomes bottle beroyv. Why should it become bottle beroyv? Go and take it to Eretz Yisrael. Go and be mechalit. So you're going to go and say, I cannot be mechalit. Why can't I be mechalit? Because it's less than a sheva pruta. And therefore it's a dover she'ein loy matin. I can't be mechalit. Zokti mor, but according to Chizkiyah, it's a dovah sheyesh lematir, because I can be machalit on mois harishonos. If I have an iser from before that has on it three or four prutos worth of maaseh sheni, so throw in another chutzi shir, another chutzi pruta. According to Chizkiyah, you always have an eitzah. So why does the Mishnah say that it becomes bottle beroy? That's the Gemara's kasha. So now the Gemara analyzes the premise of the kasha. After all, the Mishnah doesn't tell us what the din is b'masa. All it says in the Mishnah is lagabe truma bikurim, you need 101 masha enki b'masa. So we assumed what means masha enki b'masa, that it's bottle beroyv. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's telling us that maaser doesn't even become bottle b'mei v'echad, or echad u'meya. Why not? Because of the fact that there's a davish yeshlo matir. Davish yeshlo matir, not filling the bottle for the bottle. So maybe that's the kavana of the Mishnah. So mimai d'mash enki maaser, the bottle beruba, d'mulei bottle klal. It comes to tell you that it doesn't become bottle even at 1,000. And therefore, your whole kasha falls away. You cannot say that that's pshat. You're telling me that Maaseh Sheni is more chomor than Truma Bikurim. Truma Bikurim, you can remember Vatel in 101. Maaseh Sheni, a Maaser, a Philip Elef Leibachel. Feitimura, loy matis amasachi, the legabe Truma chumre de Truma ktani, kul de Truma loytani. If you go through the list, we're talking about chumris of Truma and Bikurim over Maaseh Sheni, not kulais. For instance, we start off, the Trum Bikurim Chaylem Misa, Masha Enkim and Masa Sheni, no Misa. Trum Bikurim at the Din of Choymish, not the Masa Sheni. It's Asa Lazarim, not the Masa Sheni. So you see all of these, Ton Rechitzis Yadayim Veraglayim, not Veraglayim, Ton Rechitzis Yadayim, only Trum Bikurim, not Masa Sheni. Herif Shemish, Trum. So you see that the whole thrust of the Mishnah is to tell us Chumris, Masha Enkim and Masa Sheni, that it's more Kal. No, Ibazoi, how could you go and say then that the pshat in this Mishnah is that you can mevatel truman, the korim 101, and mamasa sheni, you cannot be mevatel a fill of the elef. That doesn't work. So tomorrow, you skipped over one. What about the nechse koyin? V'hokatoni v'nechse koyin. Nechse koyin is a case where mamasa sheni is more chomor than truman bikurim. Because as we explained before, by truman bikurim, a chosim can go and be mekadosh as isha with truman bikurim. But it can't be mekadesh the isha with maaser sheni aliba d'rameya that holds that it's a woman gevoya. Oh, so you see that there are chumrays of maaser sheni over truma bikurim. So maybe the same thing over here. The din of bittul, the gabi truma bikurim. Maybe it's leichter. It's easier. It's only 101. But when it comes to the din of maaser sheni, maybe after the elephant bottle. So it's more like soka daitach. Now that cannot be the pshat in the Mishnah. Because although the Mishnah itself, you could theoretically learn that way, but there's a Braisa that's Mefarish the Mishnah. Which Braisa is that? The Sanya behavior. Shake the Fetish in the Braisa Master Shady. Bottle Beruba. It's Taka Bottle Beruba. 1 second, I thought Master Shady is a Dova Shieshla Matirin. Because you could take it to Yerushalayim, or you could be Mechalit. Says the Brice of the Eza Master Sheni Omru, which Master Sheni is bottle beroiv, the Master Sheni by Shava Pruta, the Shal Nichnas the Yishalayim the Yotza. Ah. So now we know clearly the Pshat in the Mishnah as explained by the Brice. The Master Sheni normally Taka a Philippe Elef Loy bottle, because it's a Dova Sheyesh Loy Matin. Your Master Sheni got mixed in together with Chulin. No problem. Don't eat it in Tel Aviv. Take it to Yerushalayim. You don't want to schlep to Yerushalayim. Be mechal with it. So there's no reason to rely on the bittul. As he's up to Gemara. So why does the Braisa say that it does become bottle beroiv? I have two cases. Case number one, ube'ezer master sheni amru that it's bottle beroiv. Number one, it's ein bo shavu pruta because ein bo shavu pruta I can't be mechal with it. Why can't they be mechal with it? We said on the Amid Beis, because Satan Pasik, and God Yigal Ish Mi Masrei. Mi Masrei B'loi Kol Masrei. Prat Le Masrei Sheni Shein B'loi Sheva Pruta. So you can't go and be Mechalit. I take it up to Yerushalayim, to Omech Nichnas Yerushalayim V'yotza. What happens if Masrei Sheni already entered into Yerushalayim? No, start eating. What happens, however, if it left Yerushalayim? Ooh, then you got a problem. What is that problem? The Gemara will explore that problem shortly. But at the moment, we are just focusing on the first case of the Master Shein Boy Shavaprut. Frank gets the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that you hold like Cheskia, that Cheskia says that even though you have Master Sheni, which is worth less than a Shavapruta, you can still be Mechalit. How can you Mechalit? That's what Cheskia started off today's blot on the bottom of the Amud Beis. Master Sheni Shein Bo Shavu Pruta says Cheskia, take it and its chaimish and mechalet mois rishoinis. Mois rishoinis means that you have a pre-existing matbea where you already have Master Sheni on it, but you didn't go and fill it up to the brim. You left over some room, and therefore you have enough room to squeeze in a half pruta together with its chaimish. Is Rav Yomara, so v'neichal yalmois rishaynois, is l'choyre shtarka kasha and cheskia. You see, therefore, that if you have a less than a shava pruta of master sheni, you cannot go and be mechalit, and that's why it's a dova she'in le'matir. And for the Yomara, delay parik, it's talking about that he didn't previously have that season, a matbea on which he had already been machal part of it for Master Sheni, so he doesn't have Mois HaRishonis. Einachanami, if he did have a previous matbea on which he had Lamashal, 3 or 4 prutos worth of Master Sheni, you're right. Says Chizkiah, you'd be able to squeeze it in. And therefore, we would say that it's a Dovash Yeshloi Matirin, a Philippe Elef Lebat. However, because of the fact that he doesn't have Moisture. This is the first and perhaps the only Master Sheni that he has for this season. So he can't go and be Mechalit on a Pruta on its own or an Isser on its own. Why not? Because of the Pasuk, Mi Masrei V'loi Kol Masrei. Frey Timura, V'nesi Maisi De Islei, V'nesi Tefinu. Why don't you go and say, I cannot believe that this person has no other Master Sheni. If he is a farmer, he's got to have at least a few more grapes or other commodities, other foods, other grain, something that he grew. Or if you're going to go and tell me, no, he's not a farmer, he's a consumer. Fine. So today, of course, when you go to Yerushalayim, today you can get all types of peiros and tvuah, whatever you want, with alamin hechsher, including in the hechsher is that they already took off ala tumas, maizes, masheh. Anything that had to be done was done properly. But what happens if you're going into a supermarket or where you don't have the hechsherim on your items? So let him go and buy some other peiros. Go and have the chiyuv now be mafresh trumas maizes and maaser sheni. And so now let him go and bring other maizes which is worth at least the rest of a pruta. Right? This is, let's just make it easy, that the Chizki is talking about a case of Mafia Shimba Shem Pruta was a half a Pruta. Now go and take another half a Pruta. You had a half a Pruta, another half a Pruta, you get a Pruta altogether. As an Asi Meiser, let him bring other Meiser, which was not Ma'urav, which wasn't mixed in together with Chulin, Meiser the Islay that he has, with his Shafinu. Let him go and be Mitztarefit to the other Chotzi Pruta that Chizki is talking about. That Chotzi Pruta was mixed in to Chulin. Let's take that together with another half a Pruta of pure Maaser Sheni. I now have a Pruta altogether. I don't have a problem of Maaseroi, Mi Maaseroi, V'loi Kol Maaseroi. Let him go and be poyde that, Mechalit on Mapeya. What's the problem? Everyone, the Araisa, the Rabban, Eloi Mitztarfi. I cannot be mitztarif a half a pruta of the Araisa and a half a pruta of the Rabban. What does that mean? Mara said we should go and bring new meiser to Islay Mitztrafil. That meiser that we're going to bring, that's mechuyiv min ha-toira to be brought to Yerushalayim and or to Mechalit. However, the pruta, the chatzi pruta that was mu'urav, that was already mixed in together with chulin, is no longer mechuyiv min ha-toira to go and take it to Yerushalayim or to be mechalit, because the whole metzias at this point is that it's bakel beroyv. It's taka true that mitzravon it's a dover sheish lematir maskin, but min ha-toira it's already bakel beroyv achar rabim lahatas. That being the case, the whole chiyav now of this meuriv dik mas sheni is mitzravon. So you want to take that half a pruta, a drabonim dikah, and a half a pruta of the raisa and mix the two together? The raisa drabonim mitzarfi, you cannot go and take a half and a half and make a whole and now be poizit or mchalit on a marbeah. I see Barry has a question.
Please remind us, if I have my sasheni, I go to Yerushalayim, and then I take it out of Yerushalayim, is it eligible for Mechalal
and Mos? I thought it's a one-shot deal. What's this? We took it out of Yerushalayim and we're Mechalal it again, Mos? I'm big on this.
Okay, so the good news is, remember, going back to the
Braisa, about halfway down the Amud, which Maisa did we say? It's Bakal Baroth. Because normally Maisa Sheni is a double Sheish Matirin, full of Elephle Bakal. So which is the case that I say it's Bakal Baroth? The Braisa gives two examples. Example number one is Maaser She'ein B'Shava Pruta. Why can you not be Mechalit? Of course, a lot of Pasik on the Amid Beis. Ni Maaseroi, V'lo Kol Maaseroi. That's one example. Example number two is Maaser She'ein B'Shinich Yerushalayim V'Yotza. Exactly what the parameters of the Nichli Yerushalayim V'Yotza we're going to focus on starting three lines from the bottom of the Amid. In the meantime, we're only focusing on the first part because we're asking Kasha and Chizkiah. Chizkiah doesn't get involved. Your Yerushalayim, this Yerushalayim, that it came in, it went out. We're only talking about the Chotzi Pruta Halach.
I thought it was both conditions. It was less than Shema Pruta and the left Yerushalayim. They're A and B, are two separate classes.
The reason why you're thinking that is because we're going to have a Mechim on the Amud Beis. We're going to have a Rav Sheshes that says that the two work in tandem. In other words, that these two cases work together. The Gemara Deval at this point feels that we're talking about two separate cases where you would say Maaser Sheni becomes Batel Beroyv. Case number one is Maaser Sheni that She'ein by B'Shava Pruta, full stop. Case number two is that it went into Yerushalayim and it came out. Your question, why can't you be pointed even after it comes out? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom of the art. You're very welcome. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara at this point, so the Gemara says, if you hold like Cheskia, then let's go mi machalit mois rishoinois. Says Yimara, the late Barak, he wasn't previously poida or machal mois rishayis. Frank Yimara, let him do now for the first time. Take this maas sheni, which is ma'urev in a roiv of chulin, go mitzarif it to another chatzi pruta of pure maas sheni, pure in the sense that it's not ma'urev. Take the two chatzi prutas together, we'll have a full pruta. And now we can be machalit on a, not you can be machalit on a pruta coin, because you have to have plus a choymish, so you can be machalit on a iser coin. So, ma'akal arash, let's strafinu. Says he more, because he arises in a bundle of mitzvahfi. The pure ma'as sheni, which is a chatzi pruta, that's the arise. The ma'as sheni, which is mixed into the chulin, since min ha-toira, it's already bottle, achri rabim lahatois. The only reason why we're being mechayiv to go min mechalit at this point is because it's a dovah sheish lamatirin, so that's only dirabbanan, that's not the araisa. So the chiyuv of this chotzi prut is a dirabbanan dika, the chiyuv of the regular ma'as shin is the araisa, and you can't be mitzvah of those two together. Frank Marvinesid, yeah, I'm sorry. If you wait another three lines, you're always going to ask your kasha. We're still exploring the mechanics here. Freit more v'neisim tamai. The whole problem that you're saying is you can't go and be mitzav to raise the rabban. I have a good idea. Go and take another rabban. The whole chiv of tamai, as we know, is the rabbanon. So take a chutzi pruta of tamai. Take a chutzi pruta of this maas sheni, which is mu'urav in chulin, which is also only mechuyav als hilchos maas sheni midrabanan, because menatoyra it's really bottle beroy. Only midrabanan because the dovah sheish matir and a fill of elef. Oh, so I have now two drabanans. Wonderful. Matzah minis minoy, let them be mitzarif, and I'll have a full pruta. Every more mitzara din, you're right. I have a chshash. Once you're going to permit this person to go and take the maas sheni ha-me'urav and be mitzarif with tamai, the person will say, what difference does it make? Tamai, irregular, he's going to go and take regular maas sheni vadai, and there, deraisa de one loy mitzarifi, al sis gzeira, the maas sheni vadai, they said, we're not going to allow for tziruf even with tamai. But freitimara, the neisi shtei prutois, unachal olayu, maaser, bepruta, umechza, v'nechal hai al hech yaseira. Let's create mo'os harishonos. This is similar to what Brother Shai was asking a moment ago. The Gemara says, let's start off with a full amount of ma'aser, which is at least a pruta. Remember that I don't have a problem of being mechal mas of at least a pruta on mo'os. The Torah only prohibits, not prohibits, but doesn't allow for a chilul in a case where it's less than a shava pruta. That's the drush in the Amud Beis. Im gol yigal ish mi masrei, mi masrei v'lei kol masrei, prat le masrei sheni shei b'shei b'pruta. So let's start off with masrei sheni, sheyeish b'shei b'pruta, maiser vadai. And don't be mitzarif it together with this chotzi pruta that's already mu'urav. Put aside the chotzi pruta sheni mu'urav for a moment, and let's create mo'is harishonos, like cheskia. How are we going to create it? Take two prutas, meaning two separate pruta coins, and take 1.5 prutas of vadai masu sheni. Let's go and be mechal the pruta umechza on the shtei prutas. That's not a problem because it's more than a pruta, and that one pruta will have already been taken care of. The other pruta will now have on it the chotzi pruta of maser sheni vadai. Oh, so now unachal hai al hech yaseira. I mean, that's what Chizki said in the Amud Beis. Anytime you have a amount of maser sheni which is less than a shava pruta, find mois rishonos. So the Gemara said before the late Baruch, he didn't have mois rishonos. Create mois rishonos. Take now two prutas, put on them maisa, which is worth a pruta mechza. So one coin is already saturated. The other coin is now left with a mechza. Unachal hai. And this mu'urav dik maaser sheni, which is also chatzi pruta, be mechal al heich yaseira, on the balance which is left over. On that second pruta, you already were mechal a chotzi, throw in another chotzi. And what's the problem? That's you'll create moisir shonis. Everything more misavis pruta mechza tofsa shtei pruta is nah, loy. Pruta tofsa pruta, v'chatzi pruta loy tofsa. What the Gemara is telling us is, it's a very simple situation. You said, go and take the pruta mechza and be toifis on shtei prutais. Says Gemara, it sounds great. However, how is it going to work? You have the pruta mechza, one pruta will be chap on one pruta, so that pruta is already taken care of. Now I have left the other pruta on which I want to put on the mechza. Guess what? I'm back to square one. What's the square one? That halacha is mi masre v'loy kol masre, that you cannot put a chotzi pruta on a pruta. So even though you started off with 1.5 prutais, and you put it onto mechalit onto 2 prutais, what's going to happen is one pruta will chaptzach on one pruta, that's taken care of, and the other chotzi pruta will be left with the other pruta. That chotzi pruta won't be even mechalit on the other pruta, because that's the din of mimasra. Can't be mechalit chotzi pruta on a pruta. So if you mean the sabris pruta mechta tofsa shtei pruta, it's light. Pruta tofsa pruta, the chotzi pruta light tofsa. So what are you going to say? Okay, so I have the chotzi pruta. Let's take the other chotzi pruta that I have of the master sheni, which is ma'uriv with chulin. Rabbi said, don't you remember? I'm back to square one, where the chotzi pruta is mechuyim min ha-Torah, but I cannot be mechalit because of me mas, right? So you want to add to that the other chotzi pruta ma'uriv in chulin, that's not mechuyim min ha-Torah, that's only mechuyim min ha-Torah, because mid ha-Raisa achir rab min ha-Torah. So I can't be mitzar of the two. So I'm stuck back at my original quandary. In other words, I still have my kasha on Cheskia, and you want to give an Eitzah Mois Rishonis. He didn't have Mois Rishonis. You want to go and create now Mois Rishonis by taking 2 prutois and being Mechal 1.5 prutois. The boy says it's not going to work, because the one pruta will take care of the one pruta. But the Chotzi pruta is never going to be Chal on the other pruta, neither the new Master Sheni that you're bringing here to the table be Mechal in the other. You can't. That's the din of mimasrei. Oh, so be mitzarif li ma'uriv dikka. You can't. You're right to the rabbanim. Lay mitzarifi. So if I have a better idea, then I see iser. Let's just go and bring the next highest coin. Right? We talked yesterday at some length in the Mishnah and the Gemara. You start off with a seller, and then you have a shekel, and then you have your dinner, and then you have your ma'on, and you have your punjoin, and the smallest is your iser. How many prutois fit into one iser? 8. How do you know that 8 prutas fall into one iser? That's what the Gemara always tells us. What's the shiva pruta? Echad mishmoina bi iser ha'italki. So an iser has it in 8 prutas. So break the Gemara of an icy iser. Let's bring now an iser. Be mechal on that iser, the pruta umechza, like we said before. Or for that matter, you don't even need to come on to a mechza. Go and put on 1 pruta's worth on this iser. Now this iser has in it mas v'sheni, it's therefore going to be mois harishonis, and now you'll be able to take the chotzi pruta like Chizkiah and mechal it on that koi. What was the Gemara's kash originally? It says in the Mishnah and the Braisa that mas v'sheni less than a sheva pruta, you have no etza. Therefore, it's going to become bottle v'roiv. Frank Timor, no, why is it bottle v'roiv? Do like Chizkiah and mechal it on mois harishonis. The Gemara says there are no Mois HaRishonis. So the Gemara is telling us now is, create Mois HaRishonis. How do you create it? Take an Isser, get other Vadei Mas HaSheni, not Mourav, read a Vadei Mas HaSheni. 1 pruta worth, 2 prutas worth, whatever, and be mechaled on this Isser. Now this Isser still has left another 3, 4, 5 prutas, which have not been touched. And I'm a mechal this Chotzi Pruta of Chizkiah on that Matbeya. So I don't understand. Sorry?
That's what we do with Manasseh. So we take a Bitcoin, and we take
the Meisr Vadai, and we add on more. Brother Shai is absolutely right, and you'll remember that Brother Shai used an expression about 5 minutes ago of something called the Pruta Chamura. And that's what they refer to in Eretz Yisrael, that those people that from time to time have Maaser Sheni, because they bought peiros from a store where there was not a sufficiently good hashkocha legabe trumas of maisers, or even if they had the best hashkocha, this person is still a machmer, he's still noivis and still concerned, so he holds a special matay, he doesn't have to keep it in his pocket. You remember we learned already a few days ago, you could have Maaseh Sheni at home, and you're going to mechalel it on the matbea. So if you, or for that matter, sometimes a person is invited to a host where he feels he has to go because the person is his friend, or it happens to be a korev or whatever, and he doesn't want to embarrass him and say, I can't eat in your house because I'm afraid that your hashkochas are not good enough. So you go and eat there, but you're worried about that maybe he wasn't mechal the Maaseh Sheni. But the total amount of Maaseh Sheni is giving on your plate is less than a shomer pruta, perhaps. So what do you have to do? You mechal it on a matbea. And you can be mechal a matbea if it's less than a shomer pruta. Says Brother Shai, people have what's called a pruta chamura, which means like an iser that has on it already pre-existing Maaseh Sheni vadai, which was more than a shomer pruta. So now you can go, you can be mechal, like Chizkiah says, on that existing pruta chamura, any future chotzi prutas. Right, Brother Shai, that's what you had in mind. Shkoyach. Anyway, this is okay, more of a nice issue.
Why don't we have a problem of having a bunch of the rice with that? Why is that Isser allowed to do the Are, this Ma'ura Maisa Shani with the Vada Maisa Shani? Isn't that a case of Midrabban and Ma'ura in the same point?
That's only, I hear you. That's only if you're doing it simultaneously. That you're creating now a more than a shava pruta by taking a chotzi pruta derabban, chotzi pruta deraisa. Now I got a full pruta, and now I'm going to be mechal. That's a zimari, you can't be mitzvah. However, Chizkiah said if you have a coin that has already pre existing Maaseh Sheni vadai, no problems, no qualms about the nature of the previous Maaseh Sheni on this coin. Now you can go be mechal on it, new Maaseh Sheni, even less than a shomer pruta.
Why? It's mitzravana. It's metal barov already. It's urim with chulit. Why can you now add this mitzravana Maaseh Sheni onto an iser or a larger coin with original Maaseh Sheni mitzraisa? You're still in ma'are mitzravana mitzraisa. You said mitzvashenu mino is not bata. It's not barov. It's not tibay. It's not. Why are we allowing it now in a larger coin? We did allow it in a pruta.
I don't know why there's a difference, but the Gemara holds that to do them, the two together as one, to mitzaref, a chotzi pruta of the Rabban and a chotzi pruta of the Araisa, that doesn't work. You cannot go and use those two together to create a brand new pruta. However, once you have an existing coin that has on it already Maaseh Sheni, and there is additional space balance left on that coin. Rashi gives the example. You had a pre-existing Isser, which had on it three prutos worth of Maaseh Sheni. So you still have five prutos to go. You can go and throw on that even Maaseh Sheni Durabban. Because you're not doing a tziruf, you're just doing a brand new hafrasha of the new Maaseh Sheni, which you were not machal before. Even though it's less than a chotzi pruta, Chizkiah is machadish, no problem. The whole problem of the masra, the kol masra, is if you're talking about brand new chotzi pruta on a coin. But if there's existing Maaseh Sheni on a coin, then you can throw in another chotzi pruta, regardless of whether that chotzi pruta is the araisa or the rabba. But don't. You're 100% right. That's, in fact, the Mishnah and the Braisa says that when it comes to the case of the Chotzi Prutza, you're going to be stuck. You're going to have to take it up to Yerushalayim, because were it to become Ma'uriv in Chulin, it's not Ma'uriv, because since it's a Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin, what's the Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin? You can take Yerushalayim, and you can go and eat it over there. Even in the case of if it's a more than a shava pruta, you can go and be mechalit on a regular matbea and then you can go and take it up. Why should you go and say that it becomes batel b'raith? Said our Gemara, the reason why it's batel b'raith, because it's talking about less than a sheva pruta. This less than a sheva pruta, you cannot be mechalit on a coin. Why not? Because of the din of maser v'le mi masre. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah and the Braisa. But the Gemara said, according to Cheskia, I have an answer. Even if it happens to be less than a sheva pruta, you can be mechalit on an existing coin. If they're already moiser rishonis. Says Gemara, because there were no moiser rishonis. Says Gemara, nu aibazoi, then how are you going, how is it going to become bottle? It's going to become bottle if it was mixed in together with the roiv of chul. Says Gemara, so big deal. Let's go and use that together with another chatzi pruta and mix the two together. Teraisa drabbanu loy mitztafi. But Avadi, you're right, Barry. If you're talking about pure Maaser Sheni, which is less than a Sheva Pruta, which is not Mu'uriv, in Mechuyim Min HaToira. There's no question about that. And how would you go and be Mechalit without Chizkia? You couldn't be Mechalit. You'd have to take it up to Yerushalayim. That's great. However, says Chizkia, go and be Mechalit on an existing Isser that has on it already existing Maaser Sheni, and that's an exception to the rule of Nimaser Goykol Maaser. You can be mechalit on such a matbe. So Frankly, what? No. So let's do that. So Imara said, until now there was no Moiser Rishonis. Says Imara, create Moiser Rishonis. Says Imara, Al Pisvara, you're right. You could. The reason why you cannot is the Maasi Lasuye Prutois. The case of Mu'urav Bari is talking about that it was already Mu'urav in Chulin. We want to know, can you still be Mechalit? Says the Gemara, you can't. Why? Because you can't go and add Terais and Drabban. But the same thing applies to if you had pure Chotzi Pruta, which was not mixed in, was not Mu'urav. You'd have the same problem that without Cheskia, you cannot go and be Mechal less than a Sheva Pruta because of the Pasik, the Masrei. So Timur, but according to Chizki, you can. So let's do it. So Timur, I didn't have Moisri Shoinis. Create Moisri Shoinis by taking an Isser. Says Timur, Dilma Osi Lasuye Prutois. Once you're going to tell me you can go be Mechalit on an Isser, bring brand new Isser, people say you can go and do it on two Prutois like we said before. Ah, but two Prutois you can't. Because once you put one Pruta on one Pruta, that Madbe is out of the way. Now go and do the other pruta, leave the chatzi pruta to be mechul on that second pruta, doesn't work. Because that's the pasuk, that you cannot be mechal a half a pruta on a pruta koi. Good? With this we have now resolved the kasha that we asked on Chizkia. In brief, what was the kasha on Chizkia? Chizkia said that anytime you have a chatzi pruta of Maaser Sheni, you can mechal it on Moisri Shainois. Frank Timara, why does it say in the Mishnah and in the Brisa, in the Sechus Bikurim, that Maaser Sheni can become bottle beroid? Aye, Maaser Sheni is a double sheesh lematirin in the sense that you can always be mechal it. How can you mechal it? In a case where it's less than a chotzi pruta. According to Chesky, even a case of less than a sheva pruta, you can go be mechal. How can you go with Mechalit? By taking Mois Rishonis. I don't have Mois Rishonis. Create Mois Rishonis. I cannot create Mois Rishonis because instead of bringing Isra, I might bring two Prutois. I'll bring two Prutois. I'm going to give of Kahak Tetzuris because one Pruta is going to go and take over one Pruta. So that'll be out of the picture. The other Chatzi Pruta will take over the other Pruta. But that doesn't work. It can't be Mechal less than a Shova Pruta onto a coin. Continuing the mark. That is the way we have resolved the kasha on Cheskia. But now we have the second case, which Barry brought up before. V'shenichlus Yerushalayim v'yotza, there too, it becomes batel b'raith. Frank Timura, what's the issue? So it went into Yerushalayim, and it came out of Yerushalayim. Let him bring it back, v'amai v'lehadim and aile. Wasn't that your kasha, Barry? It went out of Yerushalayim, put it back in Yerushalayim. You have a person who left Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Haifa, with some Maaser Sheni in his backpack. Oh, I'm going to Yerushalayim, I'm going to go and eat it there, and da da da. He goes to Yerushalayim, eats up most of it, and by accident, or on purpose, whatever, he left some behind in his knapsack, and now he's traveling home, he opens it up, oy, vavoy, did you see? I have two grapes left, five grapes, whatever. of Maaseh Sheni, I should have eaten in Yerushalayim. I can't go back to Yerushalayim now. I'm going to miss the train. I'm going to be late. I can't go back. So can you be mechallel now? Says, you, why not? Let him either bring it back into Yerushalayim or let him be pointed now. What's the problem that it went into Yerushalayim and came out? Everything was talking about Bishan Nitma. It became Tomei. So you can still be poida Maaseh Sheni that became Tomei. The Omer Rebbe Luzer, Minayin Maaseh Sheni Shen Nitma Shen Poiden Oisei Afil Yerushalayim. Normally, once the Tvua or the Peiris are in Yerushalayim, you can no longer be Mechalim. The whole reason why the Torah allows you to be Mechalim is because Ki Yirchat Mimcha Mokam Kloi Suchal Se'esai. It's just afar. I'm in Haifa. I don't want to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim with my Maaseh Sheni. You can go and be poited. You can mechalit. But Zokti Yimara, what about in Yerushalayim itself? Yerushalayim itself, you cannot go be mechalit. Eat in Yerushalayim. Why should you mechalit? It doesn't make sense. But even if it doesn't make sense, if you wanted to do it, you cannot be poited. You can't be mechal in Yerushalayim because you're already there. However, if it's Tomei, and therefore you cannot eat it in its form, because the Maaseh Sheni became Tamei, then you can be pointed not only outside Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Le'suchal Se'esai. The Pasuk Pshat, Le'suchal Se'esai, is you're far away, and you can't carry all of this Maaseh Sheni. It's just too much of a burden. However, the Gemara says, Se'esai also lends itself to another interpretation. Then Se'es El Achila. Le'suchal Se'esai means you cannot eat it, because it became Tomei. How do you know that Se'es means Achila? Shneim says in the Pasuk, by Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, V'yisamasois me'es ponav. What did he do? That there was a lot of food on the table, and now the brothers are about to depart. So Yosef went and took the masois, the food that was on the table, that was right in front of him, and he gave it to the brothers. If you have the Oiz Beis with Torah or Esholim, V'yisam Masas Me'ez Panav, Aleihem, V'ateirev, V'ateirev, Masas Bin Yomen Mi Masas Kulam, Chomesh Yodois, V'yishtu V'yishkar Imoi, he gave them plenty of food. Ah, so I see that the word Masas, and the word Masas, that means food. V'yisam Masas Me'ez Panav. Ah, that being the case, says the Gemara, no, then Kileisuchal Se'esai means I cannot eat it. Also, the Pasi tells us, if you're far away from Yerushalayim, or Kileisuchal Se'esai, you cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, because you can't eat it anywhere, because it came Tamei. So what should you do? You can go Vatzah to Kesem Yodcha, you can go Mechal, and take money to Yerushalayim. Asa Zokti Yomara. So what do I see from this? That if it's Tomei, you can be pointed, you can mechal it. So why does this Brisa say, no, it becomes bottle beroif? It's a Dovashish Lamachirin. Dovashish Lamatirin. How's a Dovashish Lamatirin? Be pointed. It's already Yerushalayim. Mazel Tov, it doesn't matter. It becomes Tomei, you can be pointed, even in Yerushalayim. Says Yimah Elabalakuach Bechasim Maaseh Sheni. We're not talking about the original Maaseh Sheni. We're talking about food that was purchased with Kesem Maaseh Sheni. As you know, once you bring up the money of Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, what do you do with that money? You cannot use it to go and buy Svarim, to go and buy a Sefer Torah. You have to use it to go and buy food items. So you went and bought some food with that money, and that food unfortunately became Tomei. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that you cannot be poida in Yerushalayim or anywhere else once it's bought. When does the Torah say that you can be poided? Klei suchal se'esoi, you can't eat it because it comes to Tamei. The original Maaseh Sheni, you can be poided, but not lekuach b'Maaseh Sheni. Pray tomorrow, who says? Lekuach b'chesem Maaseh Sheni, lifkei, let me poided that. That not, a lekuach b'chesem Maaseh Sheni, shenitma, you can go and be pointed at too. So in other words, there's no difference between the original Maaseh Sheni and the Lekuach Bekesem Maaseh Sheni. You can be pointed. So Timur Kib Yehuda, the Omer Yikover, Yehuda disagrees. He says if it's Lekuach Bekesem Maaseh Sheni, you cannot be pointed, you're stuck. All you can do is you can go and bury it. In other words, it's totally inedible and it's inchalable. You can't be mechalit, so you have to bury it. So that's the case that we're talking about, that then it could become batel beroyth, since it's davar she'ein matirin, it's batel beroyth. Once you're telling me that we're going to Yehuda with the Masa Mitikover, why do you have to go and say that it was in Yerushalayim and went out of Yerushalayim? Leave the Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim. We're talking about that it was Lekuach Bekesev Masa Sheni. So this is not original Masa Sheni. This is now money that was converted into food in Yerushalayim. And unfortunately became Tamei. Said to Yehuda, you cover, you're stuck, there's nothing you can do with it. It can become Batel Baroid. You're not going to be Mavatel of it, Baroid. But if it became Batel Baroid, you can go and eat it. So, Vreitimar, Ir of Yehuda, my Ir Yiyata, Fil Yatsanami. Why do we have to say in that Braisa on the Amid Aleph, Nichz Yerushalayim Yiyata, let it stay in Yerushalayim? Says Yimar, you're right. Eli Oyla Mitar. This whole train of thought that I was kept on talking about, Tomei, forget about it. We're going talking about regular Maaseh Sheni that came into Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim. And it was Tahar. Umay Yotza, what does it mean Yotza? The Nofel Mechitzas. What's bothering the Gemara? The same kasha that we asked in the Amud Aleph. Gemara said, in Nichli Yerushalayim the Yotza, let's go and be poided. So went out of Yerushalayim. Okay, Mazel Tov. Let's go and be poided after leaves Yerushalayim. Says Yimar, we're talking about that it did not leave Yerushalayim. It was still in Yerushalayim. But it says the Yotza. Well, my Yotza did not fall Mechitzos. That the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim fell down. In other words, we're talking at the times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, or right before the Churban, where just like the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rachman Litzlan, so too the walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed and they came tumbling down. Okay, so what difference does that make? I have a problem now with my Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. What am I stuck with? Number one, I cannot eat the Maaseh Sheni because they're no longer Mechitzas and no longer a Choyma, and you can only eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim when there is a wall. Rashi brings the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Teichlenu, and we learn from that Pasuk that Lefnei Hashem Lekecha means within the Choymas Yerushalayim. The no Choymas Yerushalayim, you can't eat it anymore. So you're going to go and say, let's go and be poid it. Oh, I got a problem. Midrabanan, once food, which was Maaseh Sheni, entered into Yerushalayim, you can no add the mechitzos fell. I cannot eat it because there are no mechitzos left. And I cannot even be poided anymore, midrabanan, because of the lack of mechitzos. The word likloit is similar to the word in Eretz Yisrael. They have the ministry of absorption. That's the Misrad Haklita. Right, I'm sure you're all familiar with that. So here too, the mechitzas were koilet since this Maaseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim when the mechitzas were standing. So at this point, you can no longer be poided. So even though the mechitzas now fell down, guess what? You cannot be poided midrabat. So my yotze denofel mechitzas. The Omer Rav and Rav said, mechitza lechol diraisa, to be able to eat in Yerushalayim you have to mechitzos, and to be able to go and be poide, mechitzas likle to Rabbanan, because there were mechitzos, you cannot be poided. So for instance today, like Brother Shai was telling us a couple of minutes ago, because unfortunately today, there are no mechitzos, maybe by this afternoon, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring the mechitzos. Remember, although Ein Eliyahu Bo, the Arvi Shavus is Arvi Yom Tovim, we still got an extra day today. The Kenish listen, Eliyahu Novi still can come today. Halavai Rabbi Sai. Anyway.
You have to be talking to the wall.
At the moment, you got to be talking to the wall. You have to talk to the Koysel, Rabbi Yisham Shachik Mashiach. We can use Mashiach very badly today. Anyway, but getting back to Agamara, thank you for that very wise comment, Shavi. But getting back to Agamara, so Agamara is saying now that there's a din of you cannot be poided once the mechitzas were koilet. Zokti Yomara, now the v'chigozru Rabbanan, Rashi points out, is not Rava speaking, but rather the makshan who makes now a presumption. V'chigozru Rabbanan, when with the chum goizer, that the mechitzas are koilet, that once the food hits Yerushalayim, and now the mechitzas fall down, you can no longer go and be poided. V'chigozru Rabbanan, ki is no the mechitzas. The Chayda were only Goyzer when the Mechitzas are standing. Meaning, that once food entered into Yerushalayim, you can no longer be poided. Now you're saying, why should I be poiked? It's in Yerushalayim already. But what happens if I forgot? I took back some fruit from my Maaser Sheni in my knapsack. I'm traveling back to Tel Aviv. I unpack my knapsack in Tel Aviv. Oy vavoy, I brought this fruit from Yerushalayim. Well, let's go be mechalit. You can't be mechalit because it's a din d'rabban and the mechitzas are koilet. So perhaps that this din only applies when mechitzas are standing. Why should a chum be goyzer on food that was in Yerushalayim and the mechitzas fell down and you took and now you cannot eat from those foods because there are no mechitzas? Mechalit now. No, chum were goyzer once the mechitzas were koilet. Maybe the only goyzer and the mechitzas are standing and not when the mechitzas are down. Anthony Mar, no, sorry, Makshin, you're wrong. Makes no difference if the mechitzas are up, the mechitzas are down. Bottom line is, once the food of the Maaser Sheni was in Yerushalayim, Mishas, the mechitzas were standing, they were koilet, even though the mechitzas have subsequently fallen, those foods can no longer be eaten because they're no mechitzos. You cannot be mechal them midrabanan. Ah, so what eitzah do I have for these food items? The answer is the only eitzah is if they were to fall accidentally into a mixture of chulin, and now you have roiv. Ah, says the Mishnah and the Braisa, that even though the gabi truma mikurim, you have to have 101. By Maaser Sheni, you could have a situation that it becomes bottle beroiv. How do you, normally Maaser Sheni can become bottle beroiv? It's the chadom sheish lamatirin. You can either eat in Yerushalayim or you can be poided. Sigmar gave two answers, two examples, I should say, of where it's bottle beroiv. Number one, Maaser Sheni shein by shava pruta, and the number two, shenichlu Yerushalayim v'yotze. So the Maaser Sheni shein by shava pruta, we already asked. Why don't you have an eitz over there? You can be poided on Mois Rishonis, like Cheskin. So Matir doesn't have Mois Rishonis. Create Mois Rishonis right now. Make an eitz. The Zeta that you're going to go and bring, Prutois, and Prutois you can't do it. Good. What's the second case? The second case is this Truma, not Truma, Maaser Sheni, Shinshu Yishlaim, the Yotzah. What's the situation? Barry asked, no, so go and be mechalit now, or bring it back into Yerushalayim. Why does it become bottle beroiv? Says our Gemara, it's talking about a very unusual, unique situation that you brought Maaser Sheni nichlus Yerushalayim, and wasn't even yotze. It's not that they left Yerushalayim; it's still in Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim lost its kedushas Yerushalayim for purposes of Maaser Sheni because the mechitzas fell down. You cannot eat it anymore. Okay, so let's be mechalit. You can't be mechal midrabanan once you have mechitzas, when the food was within the mechitzas before they fell down. It's too late, you can't be mechalit anymore. So the only eitzah that you have is, if the diavet gets mixed in with chulin, then it's batel bereif. So with this we concluded, so far, that part of the discussion. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheishes, says we don't have two cases. It's chadikatani. It's one case. Maaser Sheni she'ein b'yishav v'pruta she'nichlu Yerushalayim v'yotze, which is the way Barry was learning initially, as you'll recall, about 15 minutes ago. He's talking about a case of Maaser Sheni she'ein b'yishav v'pruta, went into Yerushalayim and yotze, and the Gemara is going to go through the whole discussion once again. What's the problem? So went to Yerushalayim, it came out of Yerushalayim. What's the issue? Let's go be pointed now. Frankly, Mara, Amai v'nehed v'ne'ayle v'nechle. Why can't you go? It came out of Yerushalayim. Fine, good. Put it back in Yerushalayim, and let's go and eat it in Yerushalayim. The human nafal mechitzos. The mechitzos unfortunately fell. Frankly, Mara, okay, in a different case. There are no mechitzos. We can go and be pointed. So what's the problem? Hamarav mechitzos lechol yerais mechitzos lekloy terabbanan. V'chi goz rabbanan lechayra kisna on the mechitzos. Kilas the mechitzos legoz rabbanan. So lechayra. Now that unfortunately there are no longer mechitzos, go and be poided mechalit. Why should we be able to go and rely on ma'uriv beroyv, batel beroyv? Every monthly polygraban, the Chum did not make a distinction between yom mechitzos and nishma mechitzos. Bottom line is, if the mechitzos were collate, in other words, the Maaser Sheni went into Yerushalayim, and now the mechitzos fell down. Sorry, those mechitzos were collate, and you can no longer be mechal the Maaser Sheni. Freitimara, Ihochi, so you notice that the last 1 or 2 minutes of discussion are just identical to the previous pshat according to the first teret. So, why do we have to say that it's talking about pochais mishava pruta, even if the master sheni is worth 10 prutais? It's worth $100. The master sheni went into Yerushalayim. I wanted to eat it. Unfortunately, war broke out. Rachman Litzlan, the mechitzas of Yerushalayim fell. It wasn't even Yatzah. It stayed in Yerushalayim. Can I eat it now? No. Why can't I eat it? Because there are no mechitzas. Can I be mechal it now? No. Because midrabanan, the mechitzas are koilet. So what can I do? I have no eitzah whatsoever. Except if it were to become mixed in with chulin, beroyim, becomes batel beroyim. So Frank Timora, so what do I even need to talk about the Master Shinish in Mishav Pruta? Just talk about Master Shinish in Mishav Yishlai, be Yotza. That's Timora's question now. Yochi my Iri in Mishav Pruta, fill Yesh by Nami. The Timora loy me boyek Amar. Avad, you're 100% right. The Bryce is trying to tell us a Chiddish. Loy me boyek Yesh by the Kotan, loy mechitza. It's not only the case where you had, in fact, more than a Shav Pruta. You had $5, you had $100 worth of Master Sheini, that the Chachamim were goyzer, and they said, if the machitzas fall, you're not going to be able to go and be poided because the machitzas were koiled. Aval einboy, if there was less than a Sheva Pruta, I would think that this is such an insignificant amount that even though the machitzas have fallen, the Chachamim would say, less than a Sheva Pruta, says Gunish, then loy kotim and machitzas, and you should be able to machal it now. Kamash malon, that even though it's less than a Sheva Pruta, if it was in Yerushalayim and the machitzas fell, you can no longer be machal it, you can't eat it, and you can't be machal it. So what can you do? You can only eat it if it becomes bottle bereif. Tanur Rabban, and now what we've been basing the whole discussion on, that you cannot be poid or be machal less than a Sheva Pruta, how do I know that? It says in the pasuk, "Gol yigal ish mi masroi chamishisa yosef olav." Question is, why it say mi masroi? It should say "Gol yigal masroi." Ta'ashanimar mi masroi v'lo yikol masroi. Prat ma'asheni shem Sheva Pruta. That's what Chizkiah said. However, if you have moisri shoynos, that's an exception to this pasuk. Then you can be machal ma'asheni shem Sheva Pruta on those moisri shoynos. Now we have a short machlokes here. Itmar, Rav Ami Omer Ein Boy, Rav Asi Omer Ein Bechum Shoy. What does that mean? We just said now that if you have less than a Shavu Pruta, you cannot go and be Mechalit. Now, remember, every time that you're Mechal, your own Meiser, not somebody else's, your own Meiser, Chamishisa Yosef Olav. You remember we had a discussion a few days ago in the Gemara, what happens if a person wants to find a legal loophole and not pay the additional chaimish, the chamishisi yosef olav, he's either going to go and convey his master sheni to somebody else, or to give his money to somebody else and have that other person go and do it for him. We had that gemara already before. Good. So now the question of the gemara is, that we say that you cannot be machal less than a Sheva Pruta, are we talking about the original Sheva Pruta, or are we talking about the chaimish? What do you mean? Let's assume, for example, that you have not one Sheva Pruta, you have four Sheva Prutas, another four Prutas worth of Master Sheni. What would you do now? The Chamishisi Yosef Olav, you have to add a fifth from your own money. Even though to us it sounds like a quarter, but that's going to be the discussion tomorrow about Milabar and Milagav, that when the Torah says add a fifth, does it mean a fifth of the total or a fifth of the initial amount? So you start off with four prutais worth, you add a chaymish, you add the fifth. So that we said from the pasuk, mi masroi v'lo yikol masroi, are we talking about that the original master sheni has to be worth at least a Sheva Pruta? Or do we mean that the original master sheni has to be worth at least four prutais, so that the chaymish is now worth a Sheva Pruta? Because if, for instance, you have three prutais, you have five grapes, 10 grapes, they're worth three prutais, so I'm saying, oh, no problem, it's more than a Sheva Pruta. Efshanish, since the choymish will be less than a Sheva Pruta. How much is a choymish on three prutais? Certainly less than a Pruta. It would be a quarter of those three prutais. Right? If it's Mavar and Magav, a quarter of the three prutas would get you three quarters of a pruta. That wouldn't be a full pruta. It would be less than a pruta. So that's the machlokes now in our Gemara. When we talk about Maaseh Sheni Sheva Pruta, are we talking about boy, or are we talking about even the chumshay? It's not the Gemara Itmar. Rav Ami Amar Ein Boy, that the Maaseh Sheni that you want to be Machal has to be worth at least a Sheva Pruta. Rav Asi Amar, it's got to be worth at least four Sheva Prutas, because when you add the Sheva Pruta, then you'll have a Choymish, which is a Pruta. If it's less than four, you can have less than a choymish of a pruta, or less of a pruta of a choymish. And this is not only machlekes of Rabbi Ravasi, it's a machlekes also of Yochanan Omar Ein Boy, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Omar, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ein Boy, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh Omar Ein Bechumshai. It's the same machlekes of Rabbi Ravasi as of Yochanan and Reish Lokesh. So let's try to be poyed. Let's try to be poyshet. Who's right and who's wrong? Meisvei. That's fascinating. The halacha that we've been talking about for the last hour about Chizkiyah, is in fact a befeirish b'raisa. Surprised that the Gemara didn't say Leim Messiah from this b'raisa, because the b'raisa is directly on point. Meisvei, Maas Hashenish Ein Bayshava Pruta. What do you do? Da'yo Shiyomer Hu V'Chumshe Mechul Al Mois Rishaynos. Oh, I have an Eitzah. Even though we said there's a pasuk in Gol Yigal Ishmi Maas Roy. However, if you have moisture shinois, you can machal on the moisture shinois, no problem. Now, if you go back to what. I'm sorry. Somebody's asking. Okay. I guess it's background noise. There's. If you go back to Chizkiah just for a moment, you'll see that Chizkiah and the Braisa are virtually word for word the same, with the exception of one word. See? Cheski said back on the bottom, Nun Beisum and Beis. Amr Cheski, Master Sheni She'ein by Sheva Pruta. What does it say in the Braisa? Master Sheni She'ein by Sheva Pruta. Zot Cheski, Oimer Hu V'Chum She'mchul Amoyes Rishayis. What does the Braisa say? Daya She'oimer Hu V'Chum She'mchul Amoyes Rishayis. So it's word for word the same, except instead of Oimer, he says Daya She'oimer. What do we need this dayoy for? Now, obviously, we're not talking about your classic case of dayoy by Kal V'Chomer and stuff like that. This dayoy is like what we're going to sing tomorrow night, the day dayenu. Dayos is genuk, it's enough. So what does the word enough have to do with this braisa? Zog the Yomar. Vishloman diyama in b'chum shoy, haydetoni dayoy. If you're going to learn like the man diyama in b'chum shoy, who are those man diyama? That was Ravasi. And Reb Shimon ben Lakish in Bechumshai, that's got to be worth at least four prutas of Maaseh Sheni, and then the Choymish will be worth a Shava Pruta. That's why the Braisa throws in this word Daya, to teach us. That Avagam the Diday is Spei, even though the Maaseh Sheni itself has more than a Shava Pruta. Rabboisai, it's four Shava Prutas. Wow! Huge! Shava Pruta, four. Who's the one that uses it? They're Trump, right? We have four Shava Prutas worth of Maaseh Sheni. I would think for sure you can go and be pointed. The mechalit, the avgam today is pay. Kim the mechum shelek a shaper. If you don't have, so I said four. I jumped the gun by saying it's 3.5, 3.9. But you don't have four. So the avgam today is pay. In terms of master sheni itself, you got a shovel put. You got two shovel. You got three. You got 3.9 shovel put. Huge amount. Kim the mechum shelek a shaper. If you don't have in the choymish, then that's what the price is telling you. I have an Eitzah for you. You have 3.9 Maaseh Sheni, but you don't have a Choymish, which is worth a Sheva Pruta. Take Moise Rishonis, Daya Tushishikinuk, you die as Rishonis, you'll be able to Mechalot. And the man Yomer, Ein Boy, if you're telling me that Allah is that the original Maaseh Sheni didn't have in it a Sheva Pruta, my Daya, what do you need the word Daya for? Let it just say, like Cheskiah said, that if you have a situation of Maaseh Sheni, Sheva Sheva Pruta, then Yoimar, what should he say? Hu v'chum shemchum ha-moyis rishayis. What's the Daya? The Daya comes to tell you that even though the original Maaseh Sheni was worth more than a Sheva Pruta, so the Choyer, I don't have a problem of Masroi, v'loi kol Masroi. I'm afraid not, Rabbi Say. You gotta have the Moise Rishonis, you need not only in the case of a Chotzi Pruta, the original Maaseh Sheni, but even the case where you have 3.9 Prutas, but you don't have 4, so that your Choymish will be less than a Sheva Pruta. Chabad Aitzi, you can use the Moise Rishonis to be Mechalid.
So it's a dire situation.
It's a dire situation. Ah, Yevat. Shkoyach, thank you. So we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael, because this starts a new sugya, the Yibayim Lahu. And the answer to the question is, what time we'll start tomorrow?